Well, good morning. Welcome to Perspectives from WFSU Public Media. I'm Tom Flanagan. You are always welcome to join the conversation wherever and however that may meander at 850-414-1234 or drop us an email, perspectives@wfsu.org. End of the year holiday time is coming up, and traditionally, of course, that is when we all get out and we make our purchases for whatever holiday. Did you know there are 14, a total of 14 end-of-year holidays, depending on your culture and religious traditions and all that? So there's plenty of excuses to spend money, without question of that. We know some of the trigger points for this, of course. You've seen all the news and heard about, empty store shelves and broken supply chains and lack of personnel in just about every part of the economy and big container ships hanging off the coast of Long Beach. But let's bring it a little bit closer to home. What is the situation in our own community, and how particularly are locally owned and operated merchants and service providers faring under these conditions? That also leads us to consider a local initiative, which is called, appropriately enough, Love Your Local. And we're going to be talking about it all this morning right here on Perspectives. And you don't even have to use a major credit card. You can listen for free. It's awesome. Let's go around and meet the panel. And we have a phenomenal group of folks here to discuss this today. We welcome back Christina Paredes in person. It is so great. Of course, Christina, director of the Leon County Office of Economic Vitality. And it is good to be sitting right across from you.
Absolutely, Tom. It's fine. It's great to be back in studio and not via Zoom. And I'm really excited today about the topic about supporting and loving our local businesses.
So much to talk about in that regard. And we're so happy you could be a part of it, Christina. You even brought some additional horsepower from the office, the deputy director of the Office of Economic Vitality, Drew Dietrich. Drew, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you. You probably don't know this, Tom. I listen to you every single day, so it's awesome to be here with you in person.
Oh, my gosh. It's always good to have at least one listener, Drew. That's what I found. So. Thank you for being the designated guy. Well, this gentleman was told many, many years ago when he was a young man that if he kept his nose to the grindstone and made the right career choices, he would clean up in the world, and he certainly has done plenty of that. Tony O'Brien of Shamrock Cleaners. Tony, it's good to see you, sir.
Good to see you as well.
All right. And we need to get fit going into the holidays because we always, even after we get rid of the COVID-15, we may have holiday 20 or 25 to deal with. And Summer Kallenberg can help us out with that. She's owner-operator of Drip Drop Fitness. Good to see you, Summer.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
And after all that exertion, of course, you want to get the blood flowing as well as it possibly can with maybe a little bit of cafe to go with that. And so an expert in that regard is Barbie Morrow of Red Eye Coffee. Good to see you, Barbie.
Hey, good morning. Good to be seen.
Yes, it is indeed. Boy, we've got so much to talk about. 30,000-foot overview. Christina Paredes, how are we doing? What are our economic indicators here for local businesses here with all of the Sturm und Drang that we're hearing about the nationals right now?
Well, Tom, when you look at holistically our employment trends, you're seeing our employment is up, our unemployment is down, and our labor force is back to almost pre-pandemic levels at this point in time. So our economy is growing and thriving. And today, or this month, this is our fourth year of celebrating intentionally our local businesses going into the holiday season. So we're really excited to be here to talk about loving your local and encouraging our residents to go out and supporting our friends and neighbors who are owners and operators and employ our friends and neighbors right here in Tallahassee.
And it really has a multiplier effect in the local economy. It's not just, oh, it's nice because I know Summer or Tony or Barbie. It really rebounds back to everyone within that community. And how does that work, Drew? How does that multiplier and that pebble in the pond kind of radiate out?
So typically with local businesses, you see a higher circulation of dollars. So it's upwards of 67 cents on the dollar. So you think that's a pretty significant multiplier effect that just recirculates, and those people in turn shop at other local businesses. And so you get more bang for your buck by shopping locally.
Yeah, Tony, go ahead.
I've got actually a really, really good example. We needed some masks, and I heard about some things, and I met Christina, and there were some things that were in place to help local businesses. So we were fortunate in that we got some assistance from the Office of Economic. And this is kind of what we did. We had a product called Index 99 that not only kills the virus, it prevents the virus from replicating on your garments. As a result, we wanted to help frontline team members because there was no vaccine at that point. So I went to the local drugstores and the local Publix and said, you know what, we got this great product. We got some additional help, PPP from the federal government and the Office of Economic Vitality. And we complimentary for the first 90 days cleaned all of their employees' clothes for free to help protect the frontline employees. And we did that from March when the virus started through May or June. Our local Publix and the pharmacies around us, because those were frontline employees that had no protection. And so when you talk about how the influx, when you help fund the local community, local businesses, that radiates back out. Now, I can't tell you the protection that it provided for XYZ person, that this many people didn't get COVID as a result, but they helped us, and we were able to help others. And I think that was the important
thing. Yeah, but boy, talk about identifying a niche market and going for it. You could do that in a really quick turnaround, whereas a major national or international corporation may not have been able to even recognize that for 6 months or more.
Yeah, well, I went to the GM of each one of the stores, and they were very, very – they were excited about it. And their team members, you know, flocked to our store, which then created hours for our employees. And we were able to keep them working, and that circulated back because many of our employees send their kids to TCC and Florida State and FAMU.
Yeah.
So it stays right here.
Yeah. And speaking of FAMU, I understand you have a pretty neat contract here with the Marching 100, too. Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, our job is to make sure they look good. So when you see those bright white colors, and again, the Index 99, we use it on there to keep them safe as well. We clean their uniforms and do a great job at it, and they're very, very happy that we're doing it, and we're proud to do it.
All righty. Summer Kallenberg, this was a big thing here at the beginning of the pandemic. The entire fitness industry seemed to be, if not on hold, at least really, really hamstrung. You guys had to go in and, I don't know, scrub down the treadmills and everything else after every single person was in there. What's the situation with you guys right now at Drip Drop Fitness?
So we were actually in a interesting situation because the way our business is set up is we don't really use any equipment or machinery. Our main offering is dance cardio. So all it takes is for you to walk in the door and move your body. And that actually was a benefit for us in this time because when we were mandated to close for 2 full months, we were able to film classes that people could do at home and they did not need to have the equipment in order to participate in these classes. So we shut our doors. Our employees went in one at a time to film their classes. We streamed them to our members. And because our classes are made to just be about moving the body and not needing anything else, they were able to still have a great workout curated by Drip Drop and our instructors. Our instructors were able to still do what they love and stay active. As weird as it was being in a studio all by yourself, we were able to still do what we wanted to do for the community. And a lot of people were very grateful that we stuck it out and found a different way to give them activity and just a break from, you know, the stresses of every day.
Sure, but still having that connection,
yes,
with your customer base.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we have a Facebook group, so we were constantly talking with them and giving them challenges to do on their own and checking in and doing happy hours online virtually and Zoom. So just trying to keep our community together while we couldn't be in person.
Yeah, but it's really hard, I found, Barbie Morrow, to quaff a delicious cup of Red Eye coffee online. You guys kind of had to keep it going, didn't
you? Yeah, we did. We pivoted about 18 different ways. and really, it was when your business model is to have people to come together and gather, and then a pandemic occurs where having people come together and gather is harmful, right? What we shifted to multiple things. We did a makeshift drive-through where I just stood outside and people could just go on through, and you know, we handed them their drinks and their muffins. We delivered breakfast to people's houses. We did care packages. We did so many local partnerships. So the thing for us that was critical during every single pivot is we didn't do any of them alone. For every idea that came our way, we partnered with either another local business who was also suffering, and we found ways to come together to kind of be better together, right, and help each other out, and it'd be mutually beneficial. And and then through that, we helped just these little micro ecosystems of people that then were able to keep going throughout the pandemic. So we partnered with farmers markets, with we did Orchard Pond, we did Chef Nikki with Pro Seasoning, we did Chef Rebecca from Street Chefs and Refire. You know, just everything was about collaboration, which I think is one of the amazing things when you think about supporting local, and when you think about just really just honing in on that, the community and the relationships of the communities is the biggest thing that comes from that. And that's how we got through. We got through because of our community and our relationships.
Yeah, acknowledging that franchises for major national fast food restaurants are local, and that you do have local people who are, you know, operating these and all. You don't normally see the folks who run the McDonald's getting together with the folks down the street to Burger King for some kind of collaborative thing that everybody, you know, there's, you don't have that type of mindset.
Exactly.
That seems to happen there. We are talking Love Your Local here with an all-star cast on Perspectives. Do you have a business here in the area? We'd love to hear from you too and share your experiences with the audience. 850-414-1234 or drop us an email, perspectives@wfsu.org. We shall be right back. We are back live and in person here on Perspectives from WFSU Public Media, and your participation encouraged and solicited. Like that word? 850-414-1234. And Perspectives is always available online at WFSU.org. We archive each show in its entirety, and it's typically, we hope, go get them, Trish, up within a day or so of when it actually airs on the radio, so you can go back and listen to it. The Love Your Local thing, Christina Paredes, what was the, you said a couple of years this has been going on now, 4 or 5 years. Whose idea was it? Was that yours? You came up with it, the Office of Economic Vitality, and said, boy, we really got to get in here and help some of the local businesses build their market share and help them with tools and talent and all that?
Well, I guess it started 4 years ago intentionally because of the shooting that had occurred at Benton Place. And we knew that the Saturday after Thanksgiving was Small Business Saturday. And, you know, we had met with a lot of the business owners in the area, and they were telling us that customers were afraid to come back. And so we started the Small Business Saturday just focused on encouraging people to eat, dine, and shop at Benton. And as we moved through that next year, we started saying, you know, there is, you know, learning a little bit more about the Small Business Saturday campaign. And so we stepped into that space and widened it out to focus across small businesses in our entire community. And then last year, it's September, we're sitting around. Kiana Brown, our awesome communications coordinator, joined our team. And, you know, we're talking about everything that we experienced as part of the pandemic and what we were going to do this year for Small Business Saturday. And collectively, the team said, we need to encourage people to love our local businesses. You know, they have, you know, you heard from Barbie and Summer and Tony talk about everything that they did for their employees and their customers and collaborative relationships. So we really wanted to tell that story and encourage people to embrace our local businesses differently. And so we rebranded it to Love Your Local. Every holiday season, we're revamping it and pushing it out. And we were nationally recognized for small business support as that, and then internationally recognized by the International Economic Development Council for this specific campaign. And it's so awesome to hear these stories about, you know, what Tony and Summer and Barbie have done, and just all of our businesses is that they try to gear up. They're innovative in their approaches, and you know, Drew and I are just lucky to play a small role in providing resources to help them succeed. And you'll see yard signs across the community this year. We're delivering them this week and next week, so you can clearly see what businesses are locally owned and operated. You mentioned that franchises are locally owned and operated, so you may see a couple of signs in front of our locally owned franchises as well. But they are, again, you know, our small business owners too. And so we just, you know, encourage people to step outside their comfort zone and explore something different. If you've never had red eye coffee before, or you've never tried a dance cardio class, which are really tough, you know, or you aren't happy with your current cleaner, go see Tony, you know. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunities out there to explore and share that good news.
Let's add another voice to the conversation on line one. Brian awaits. Hey, Brian, thanks for calling. Welcome to Perspectives.
Hi. I'm curious about the impact of if Blueprint follows through on their commitment to give $20 million to FSU for Doak Campbell Stadium renovations, which is kind of a ludicrous use of economic development money, in my humble opinion. I don't see how this economic development comes out of that, especially when it's part of a plan to reduce the seating capacity by 10,000. But at any rate, what is the impact? I've heard that that $20 million plus the debt service on it is basically going to wipe out any economic development money in the Blueprint budget for the life of the current tax period. And I'm just wondering how the Office of Economic Vitality is going to survive given that.
Well, let's find out here, Christina. Any feedback on that?
Yeah, Tom, I'm very proud to say that the Office of Economic Vitality is fully funded and we're fully operational and providing support for our local businesses. You know, when you look at the investment that the county and city made for stadium improvements to both FAMU and FSU, that supports a huge tourism industry that in turn go and support our locally owned businesses. And, you know, when you know, we've gotten a lot of questions about the funding, but, you know, we are fully funded and fully operational. They're just kind of talking about that bonding capacity, so the ability to take out a loan during that period of time. But we do have funding to go out and continue to provide small businesses to all, or support to all of our businesses.
Very good. Let's see. We have another small business who's waiting here, I think, on line six. And many of us are very familiar with this gentleman. Mr. Cohen, how are you?
Oh.
And welcome to Perspectives. Good to hear from you, Greg.
Good to hear from you, too. It's been a long time. Well, we worked with the department during the pandemic, and I got to say, it was a very good experience for us. And I just wanted to thank them for everything they've done, because they've helped our business, Lofty Pursuits, and I know they've helped others. It also inspired us to do a collaboration at one point with Ology, where we made a matching candy to a beer they made.
Boy, that's a neat team up there, Greg. And how's everything been going for you guys? Because I know any restaurant or coffee shop or a lot of these that deal with, you know, food and beverage thing that they've been, hey, it's been a little bit dicey here. How have you guys been hanging in?
I've always figured it goes back to the fact that it takes about 4 weeks to make a habit and 4 weeks to break a habit, and people stopped going out to eat for more than 4 weeks. So the patterns of eating have changed. Our ice cream sales have gone up, but, you know, we had a lot of retirees come in for weekday breakfasts, and I'll say our weekday breakfasts are a little slower than I'd like, but all in all, we're quite stable and not going anywhere.
How are you doing with personnel, with hiring situation there?
Actually, I've heard horror stories from other restaurants, so we must either be very lucky or have a good reputation of a place to work, because we're not having trouble.
Well, and that's true, Greg, but you also give your personnel such a sweet deal, you know?
Literally, yes. Yeah. But we do try to take care of them. And, you know, we do provide benefits, and I think we pay better than the average. But haven't done a poll, don't exactly know where we are. But I know we've had a bunch of employees apply and say they wanted to work from us because of the bad experiences they had during the pandemic elsewhere and what they heard about working for us. So, you know, I'm kind of proud that we did that right, I guess. But
good reputation never hurts, Greg. Thanks for the update from Lofty Pursuits. Greg Cohen, the proprietor up there. What kind of tools does the Office of Economic Vitality offer to businesses like Greg's and Tony's and Summer's and Barbie's? Drew, what kinds of things can you guys do to help them out?
So we offer a broad suite of services at no cost to our local businesses, technical assistance, site selection. So if you're looking to expand or grow or locate into the community, we're here for you. We work hand in hand with a lot of our entrepreneurial and small business support, such as Keith Bowers at the SBDC, to help empower our local businesses. Excitingly, moving into the new year in 2022, we're going to be rolling out a new platform, and it's called Size Up, because what we've realized that small businesses are the foundation of our local economy. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, small businesses actually create 400% more jobs than large corporations. So they're really that bedrock of our local employment community, as well as, you know, the sales tax and that regeneration of dollars to our community. So this Size Up is basically allowing access of big data that ordinarily might be unavailable or inaccessible to small businesses that corporations would hire, you know, big five firms to do on their behalf. And so we're bringing access to this business intelligence and market insights to our local businesses. What they can do is they can compare their business to other businesses locally, regionally, nationally, as well as find their customers, suppliers, and optimize their advertising to their customer base. So we think it's a really exciting platform they're going to roll out.
Boy, all kinds of things there. Tony, how does that help you?
Well, again, I went down to the office for two things. One, mask from our team members. And two, there was some economic assistance that was available, and I was struggling a little bit with some of getting some of the paperwork done. But Christina was great in helping me get that done. But again, you talk about the local businesses working together in synergy. As a good friend of mine who owned Eagle Cleaners, and the pandemic just was devastating, and they ended up closing. But because of the economic assistance that we got, we were able to hire all of their employees. Mm. So, you know, you guys do a great job in what you do, and those team members didn't miss a paycheck. So, and the owner thanked me so much for picking up their team members. So, and then the customers, he sent them letters saying that, you know, unfortunately he's closing the doors, but please, you know, visit the team at Shamrock Cleaners. And so we were able to hire all their employees. The customers came over, and it was the best that could happen from the situation that occurred. And you were just super, Christina, with, you know.
Yeah, but Tony, it's like Barbie just said, that level of cooperation and collaboration that you have among people who live in the same town and are in the same kind of business and all. And boy, that sure solved any kind of hiring issues that you might have had there, right?
It did, and it also made you feel good. Mm-hmm. Because they were happy that they had it, because they had a period of time where they didn't know what was going to happen, where they were going to find their next paycheck. And then it just came together. So, and I'm a man of faith, so I think that you know, all things happen for a reason.
Yes, Providence sure worked out in that situation, didn't it, though? But Summer, again, with your situation there with Drip Drop Fitness and the fact that you have a non-equipment-based thing, you were able to take it virtual. That's starting to come back in real life right now for you guys?
Yes, we were able to reopen in about May of last year. And I will say it's taken a while to get back to where we were pre-pandemic. I'm thankful now. We actually decided to move to a bigger space. We knew that, I felt that post-pandemic, people were not going to really want to work out in smaller spaces. And our first studio was very small. And so I kind of hoped that if we made this leap to a bigger space that was actually three times the size, people would feel more comfortable returning. And that has been proven to work for us, and we love our new space. But it was definitely scary after almost decreasing our revenue by 50% to going to sign a lease for a space three times the size. It was very scary time, but I was hopeful, and I was hopeful that moving to a bigger space would excite people to return. But it was a very, very hard, uncertain time for a lot of people.
Well, all of our local businesses here really have. There's a lot of competition, you know, except for when Tony was talking about the technological development in dry cleaning that could mitigate the COVID situation. Fitness is just, it is cutthroat. It is horrific.
It is, especially being a small business. I founded it. I came up with the idea. I do not have anyone above me telling me. I don't have numbers to go off of from a franchise, big, you know, company giving me advice, nothing. So it is very different route to go when you decide to open your own business versus open a franchise. It is very different. There are pros and cons to both. But I felt encouraged to open one on my own in Tallahassee, given the welcoming, encouraging, forgiving environment here and the support that small businesses receive. It helped encourage me so much to keep going in a hard time when I really had no support from a bigger company giving me tools and resources. It was pave your way, cut through the bushes, and hope at the end there's some light and we make it through.
Yeah, it's a scary and a lonely place to be a lot of times.
Yes, it was definitely a different route, I will say. Post-grad, I graduated from FSU, and I actually opened the business a month before I graduated with my master's, and it wasn't the typical route a lot of my peers decided to take, and I was in Tallahassee without a lot of friends because they all moved away. And I was able, though, to utilize that time and focus on how I can offer something to the community that's different and bring value to the way people work out. And there are a lot of franchises here, and that has been the hardest thing for me, is to compete with some of these brands and names that their memberships can allow them to work out when they travel to other cities. I don't have that. But 4 years of hard work, and we just won Best Fitness Studio of Tallahassee for Tallahassee Magazine.
Congratulations.
Which is that huge, because I'm going up against franchises.
Yeah.
And I worked 4 years to get that, and I am so thankful, because I would not have stayed open if it weren't for the Office of Economic Vitality. Of course, I butchered it when that was. But I am so serious. I'm so serious.
Well, let's talk about marketing, because that is also where the rubber meets the road right now. I mean, you don't have the multi-million dollar advertising budget of a Peloton that, you know, they're throwing ads at you every quarter hour on TV. And Barbie Morrow, I mean, you know, coffee is coffee is coffee. How do you bring value added and compete with, we won't, you know, he or it who shall not be named? Okay, how do you do that?
Well, you know, I think for us, it's really about tapping into the community and the relationship. So something that I really love about Summer's story that I just kind of want to highlight as well is this idea that, you know, people talk about all the time of talent moving away from Tallahassee and choosing other places to be, right? And the thing to remember about small, independent, or locally owned, or anything that's locally owned and locally operated, is that these people took the risk and chose Tallahassee. And so one of the most powerful ways to say thank you is by voting with your dollar. And so when you go to Drip Drop, or when you go to Red Eye, or when you go to Shamrock, you're saying, hey, thanks for choosing Tallahassee. Thanks for being here. I love what you have to offer. And this is, I want you to stay. Right? And so you have to fight for the things you love. And if you want these things in your community, you know, you think about all the unfortunate stories and everything that happened right during the pandemic, and all these places now that people are like, oh, you know, I miss them, I miss them, or I wish this, I wish that. And the truth of the matter is, yes, that it's so sad. It's heartbreaking. There's a lot of other good that's left. And if you still want it to be here, you have the power to save it. You have the power to save all these small local independent places. And so when you talk about marketing and just tapping into that community, so for us, one of the things that we chose to do was we revamped some of our marketing to really be about hyper local and local supporting local. And with that, we have the keeping it local, making it yours is this phrase that we start saying more and more, and it's on our brand, it's on our cups. And then we also have great kind hearts deserve great coffee. And for us, it's because it's the kind hearts, it's the people that continuously come through our doors and they're choosing Retta and they're saying, hey, you know what? I really appreciate what you have to offer. And this is my vote for you to be here. And for us, it's establishing those relationships, establishing that community, and then expressing that gratitude. And that's how we market. In addition, with all the amazing resources provided by OAV, I mean, we would not have gotten through the pandemic. I can't tell you how many phone calls I had with Christina. I mean, I just, it was crisis mode, right? Like, I think one of them, I was stuttering so much because I was just so amped up emotionally. And with the support and the resources and being surrounded by people that say, hey, I want you to continue. Like, I'm rooting for your success. That is critical. That's powerful. It's magical. It's all the things that can help you keep on going. And that's the power of local.
And that is something that I think a lot of people on the local level here saw for the first time in many instances, much loved local businesses closing. That is a scary thing. We are talking about how to love your local, though, here on Perspectives. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you're a business owner. 850-414-1234. Back on Perspectives, swinging into the holiday shopping season. And when you are making your decision, though, about where, how, and when to make those purchases, though, why not give first dibs to the folks right here in the community? Doesn't mean you have to buy from them, but give them a consideration. Don't just go online and go for the price or whatever. Just see what's out there, and you may do some interesting exploration of places and individuals you didn't know existed before and find something that you couldn't get anyplace else. Christina Paredes, let's again talk about the loving your local angle from what we just heard from Summer and Barbie and Tony as well. The fact that you've got an organization in town that has their back when it comes to the Office of Economic Vitality. There are a lot of things you guys can do that perhaps would be difficult, if not impossible, for these folks to pull off on their own. So talk about that for a bit.
Well, you know, when you look at the Love Your Local campaign, we've identified six ways to encourage our local residents, and you named a whole bunch of them in your opening comments there, Tom. We want you to travel outside your comfort zone and explore. Try if you go to one place, maybe a national chain for coffee all the time, go somewhere different, experience something new, and tell us about that. Amplify their story because, you know, their marketing only gets you so far. It's the stories that you hear about somebody else's experience that you're like, oh, I should really go check that out. So make sure to share your story about a locally owned business or a local experience that you had that encourages others to get out there. Commit to making one purchase from a locally owned realtor during the holiday season. Get to know the owners and staff. You'll be amazed at their story and a lot in common, or maybe your kids play in the same ball team, or, you know, you live just around the neighborhood from each other. You can shop comfortably, so from the comfort of your car, online options too, purchase gift cards for your friends and family, but most importantly, make sure you share your story and your experience so others can learn about locally owned businesses.
I think we have another locally owned and operated business on the line. On line one, Sally wants to say hello to the panel. Hey, Ms. Bradshaw, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Tom? Thank you so much, you and the panel, for bringing attention to this. I'm just thrilled.
Well, we're so happy to hear from you. And talk about, by the way, if you don't know Sally Bradshaw here, she is the lead proprietress of Midtown Reader and a very frequent contributor to the social life of the community because you bring in all these phenomenal authors that people have a chance to actually interface with their live and in person at your place. But let's talk about what can you do for the reading community here, Sally, that maybe some other enterprises cannot?
Well, I think what I learned, and we've been open just 5 years. We celebrated our fifth birthday last weekend, and I always forget that it's the weekend before Small Business Saturday because we're so crazy then. But we bring attention to the tremendous writers in the community. FAMU has an amazing journalism program, and FSU has a top five creative writing program. So there are Pulitzer Prize winning authors on staff there and National Book Award winning authors. And we've really tried to put a focus on the writing community here by creating programming and content that will feed into the community at that level. But we would not be open but for the support of the community, as with all the businesses that you're featuring today, a focus on shopping local, supporting local, and I'm just grateful, Tom, that you're bringing attention to it with these panelists.
Well, Sally, thank you for weighing in on that, and all the best. Happy anniversary again to you and all the folks out at Midtown Reader, and we sure appreciate your letting us know in advance when some of these great authors are coming to town so we can have first dibs at chatting with them before they get before that crew that you guys have out there for those social events. And thanks for checking in, okay? Well, how do we do this then, Drew? We've got a pretty significant group of entrepreneurs, business owners, and operators in our area. And they all have great individual stories. But is there a way that Office of Economic Vitality can leverage that kind of activity to reach other economic developers? You know, come to Tallahassee to bring your business because look what the locals are doing. They are incredible and they can kind of plug into what you, prospective business owner, are going to do.
And I think that's a huge, huge part of what we do is telling the story of our community and the businesses that reside within it. I mean, I think that you look at our community and others and the amazing businesses here, I mean, that story tells itself. And we're just here to amplify that message, to show what's already here. We're the biggest fans for our local businesses. Their success is our success. And other communities recognize that, and it's an attractive proposition. And so the best salespeople for Tallahassee-Lyon County are the local businesses in Tallahassee-Lyon County.
Yeah, we talked marketing, so I guess that, I don't know, that makes you a marketer, Tony.
You wear a lot of hats.
Yes.
But the interesting thing is that with our marketing, we work with everybody here locally. I'm like Mike Sturm, and there's just, I can't tell you how many local people that you interface with. So we buy our supplies from local, Weston Trawick does all of our electrical and Smith Plumbing, and you know, it's just all of those. And when you have a small business here locally, you support the small business. And Smith Plumbing brings us their shirts. I mean, it just, we use everyone. We're going to be doing some stuff at the plant. We're going to be painting and getting some tree work done and having it all power washed. And it's all local. It's all local businesses and all local companies.
Yeah, and this is the way that, you know, you hate to wax nostalgic here, but this is the way that America grew up. It was small hometown businesses along Main Street and that. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, you can look at it in YouTube on beautiful black and white, and it just seems so idyllic and wonderful. But it worked. And it doesn't, you know, our national economy sometimes has some problems. We're seeing it now with these great supply chain dysfunctions, and they can't hire enough people, and the clogging of the ports and all that. Hey, let's add Randy Vickers to the conversation. He's waiting patiently on line 8. Hey, Randy, how you doing, sir? Are you still there, Randy?
Yes, I am.
Oh, go right ahead. Welcome.
Okay, thanks so much, Tom. I wanted to call in part because Christina Paredes helped me out when I was applying for this stuff, and she couldn't have been more personal, helpful, called, you know, after closing time and just made, you know, a difficult process when we're trying to get aid during the pandemic possible. So the panel members on there, but Christina as well, just represent, you know, just so many good things. And I've been listening to your program and appreciate everything that everybody does.
Oh, thanks so much, Randy. How are you guys doing right now?
We're doing relatively well, in part because at first we were dead in the water like everybody else with our tutoring and educational services. And then we paused and did something we should have done before, which was, you know, to have an online component, which we, you know, we ramped up quickly. So now that, you know, people are returning to in-person services like our company, we have a hybrid model. So it doesn't matter where you live anymore. So as a services, you know, type of company, you know, you have to be nimble, but couldn't do it without the assistance of the resources and people here in town.
Boy, that's a great point, Randy. It's so good to hear from you, and thank you for weighing in on the conversation here. Yeah, paging Summer Kallenberg. That's exactly what you did here with Drip Drop Fitness.
Yeah, I wanted to just go off of something that Christina said about marketing, and you kind of asked me earlier, is we don't have I don't have a huge budget for marketing, and so much money can only get you so much. And so on her last ask, asking people to share their experience, I will tell you that word of mouth is what makes a local business successful. You don't really go to your friend, oh, hey, you know, did you try that da-da-da-da at Starbucks? Because it's in big and black, white color billboard on your way home. It's, hey, I took a class at Drip Drop and it was awesome. And would you love to come with me next time? I mean, the word of mouth in our community is what makes local businesses successful and alive and thriving. And so a huge, huge thing for me is word of mouth. And so going off what Christina said, just asking people to share your experiences when you go to local businesses, because that's our marketing. We don't have tons of money to put towards marketing. The other thing with the small businesses is, like you said, hunting for a better price XYZ is, I believe you get more for your buck when you shop local. I am rolling these towels. We are mopping between every single class. We are curating every playlist for you, right? When you go and spend that exact same amount somewhere else, you're not treated like a queen. You are not treated like, we know your name. We know your kid's name. We love in her coffee cup when she hands it to you, the person knew your name. They ask you how you're doing. It's so much more for your money. So yeah, you might spend $3 more than you would on Amazon or whatever, but you are getting so much more for your dollar when you shop local.
Yeah, that whole experience thing. And let's face it, the experience of the community was originally the coffee shop. Yeah, the corner bar too, mm-hmm. but, you know, the coffee shop, Barbie mm-hmm. Morrow. So that's what you guys offer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, and so what we like to say that we don't serve coffee, we serve people. And for everything that we do, it's people first. For a lot of, I mean, honestly, especially during the pandemic and during everything we did, we shifted to online. We provided curbside service. We did all these to-go offerings, all these different things. One of the things that the staff never took for granted was the fact that we knew in some cases we were either the only interaction that somebody might have with somebody that day, right? Or we were their first interaction, or who knows, you know. When schools were closed and daycares were closed and stuff, the line of parents and guardians that we had with little ones in their back seats and stuff like that, and they would place the order, but we'd be like, hey, do you want a juice box? Hey, would you like a little cup of milk or something? And, you know, and you just did that because you were caring for the people in your community who care for you, right? And so we don't serve coffee, we serve people. And it's that exact same thing. It's that word of mouth. It's the, oh my gosh, wow, well, Red Eyes customer service, or you guys have the best baristas because, you know, so-and-so knows so-and-so, and they told me this, and I get those stories all the time, and they just warm my heart. And that's all I want, right? More than anything is just knowing that people see our hearts and they see our kindness and they see that really we're here to serve, but we're here to serve with love.
Yeah, beyond that cold, hard fact that the cash is recirculating. It's not leaving the community. It's staying right there and winding up in, ultimately, your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Mm-hmm. But, go ahead, Tony.
But it gets redistributed. Mm-hmm. There was a, you know, there are the big chains that are out there, and one was looking at what our business and what we do. And we, anybody who's come through Shamrock Cleaners, they either talk about, oh, I got a bottle of water when you go through the cleaners, or the Famous Amos cookies. And we do Famous Amos cookies because he's from Tallahassee.
Sure.
So the first thing that the individual had stated was, well, you know, you could get rid of all of this stuff here. I said, but that's what makes us us. Mm-hmm. There's customers that, and she drives a white Infiniti, and we see the car coming up through the drive-thru, we grab the cookies. Because the kids are in the back, and they, I heard them one time, and they said, oh, are we going to the place where we get the cookies? You going to that dry cleaner? But as business owners, you know all of your customers because you are vested. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then the other thing too is how much you help promote the community that you're so proud to be a part of, right? So one of the things that Red Eye did is we established these gift sets that they're called Taste of Tally or With Love from Tally gift sets. And it does have our coffee, your tea, your cocoa, but then it also highlights local honey, local granola, local seasoning. We've got local candles, all that. And then we include on top of that a map of Tallahassee from the Chamber of Commerce. And so anytime you have an out-of-town visitor or anything, and then people are using that in their Airbnbs or, you know, they're gifting that out, all these different things. But it's not just about Red Eye. It's about how we're Tallahassee proud, and we've got so much love for our community, so let's spread the word. And that's what you get. You get the little special little touches that help you just make your community stronger.
And I hear in the background Greg Patterson and also you know, the folks down at Visit Tallahassee are making voluminous notes right now. They'll be getting they'll be getting a call from them real soon, Barbie, here, folks. Just a final few minutes left and a great conversation, guys. I can't thank you enough. So let's just go around the table. And Drew, Dietrich, any last thoughts from you on, again, how do we promote more local business folk here in the community?
So I think, I mean, as amazing as the holiday season is, I think we really want to make sure everyone loves their businesses all year long. And so this campaign is going to continue past the holidays. So we hope to see you guys every year, all year, to our local businesses.
Very good. And let's talk to Mr. Brian.
And thank you to Christina and the local community for supporting us. We got through what we call the dark period, and now we had to revamp too. And in the beginning of December, we're going to start with pickup and delivery. So we made it through, and then we're going to have touchless interaction within the we're bypassing the cash register inside the store. So the customer would come up, we would greet them, they'd get their garment. We call it 5G service. You know, yeah. Greet the customer, give them the garment, wish them a great day. And no more touching the credit card terminal. So we're rolling that out with our pickup and delivery service. So a safer, more efficient way of taking care of the customer. Still get the interaction, you just don't.
There we go. But it's safe. Yeah. It's safe and secure. Christina.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for hosting us today. I don't know about you, but you know, you certainly feel the love for our community in this room and throughout the calls today. So I just want to encourage everybody to be intentional with their time and their dollar. Like Barbie said, vote with that dollar, support your locally owned business, and tell us about it. Help amplify their story and Tallahassee's story.
Yes, and since we'll all be packing on probably a few more unwanted pounds here, we need to dance them off here. So, Summer Callenberg.
I think I'm just so encouraged by everyone in this room, and I think the overarching thing to really take away from this is entrepreneurs, like, we aren't doing this for ourselves and for our gain and for money. And, I mean, yes, like you said, it hopefully comes back somehow, but in the beginning, you're the last one paid on all that. And it just shows that we're doing it to, like Barbie, to be innovative and or to find ways to help your neighbor. We're not necessarily deciding to be wanting to be a business owner just for our personal gain. It's for other people. And with that said, I'm just so inspired by the other business owners here, because it really shows that, especially in a hard time, like, we are not just what our business does. We are not just coffee. We're not just working out. It's not just cleaning. In order to survive and be a business owner, you have to be everything and do everything, and gift bags and t-shirts, and it's amazing. So I'm just so encouraged. Thank you for having me. Thank you to the Office of Economic Vitality. Thank you so much.
Okay. And Barbie Mora, last word.
Yes. No, thank you so much. Thanks for having us. Thanks to OEV for everything. Thanks to the community. You know, because of all the support that we've gotten and making it through this dark time, like Tony just said, you know, we're now roasting our own, right? So we are a minority, locally owned, woman-owned business roasting coffee. We're the only ones doing it in North Florida in this region. It's a big deal. And so I just like to tell people, thanks, because of you, you know, this little Cuban girl's dreams are coming true. So thank you. Thank you for letting me love on my community.
And thank you, loving locals, for being part of our Perspectives today. Produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee, Evan Rossi, Lydell Rawls, Paul Dam, and Kim Kelling, part of the staff here. And next week, Thanksgiving week, and then we'll be back with our community's Emancipation Summit on Thursday, December 2nd. We'll chat then right here on Perspectives. Take care.